election was called for Donald John Trump. You say, why'd you fall asleep? I knew he had it. I knew he had it. And I got away from Fox News because they play games. They play games. They're placating people. I went to Newsmax. They don't play games. And I enjoyed watching it on Newsmax. But I'm just saying that there are those special times when God gives us a wink and a nod. And we've been praying for 4 years since this election was stolen. I said stolen.
That's it.
And they tried to do it this time. They tried to bring ballots into Michigan and Pennsylvania. So late at night, they saw the lawyers there that, the Trump campaign had. And they thought, no, this is not going to work. Plus, the lead is too, it was too big to rig.
That's good.
It was too big to rig. And so, you know, God gave us a wink and a nod. And our Cyrus, Donald John Trump, was elected and brought into office, not selected like the demon rat running opponent, was selected, not elected. And that's not how we do things in America. That's not how the Constitution's written.
Right.
You can talk about the Constitution, but you better walk it.
Yep.
And so it's very interesting because 2016, we had our scripture reading for this church, and we follow a scripture reading pattern. And I'm glad he's got a memory because I don't. But 2016, when Donald John Trump was elected, the psalm for the time right after he was elected was Psalm 126. And I preached on it. Now, here we are in 2024 and the greatest comeback in United States history, greater than Grover Cleveland, greater than anything, has been accomplished. And I don't say glory to Donald John Trump. I say glory to God. And you know, Cyrus would not be a Sunday school teacher in this church. And neither would Donald John Trump. But you know what? He makes a great president. And God has raised him up. And some pastors and preachers don't have enough discernment. They don't know their head from a hole in the ground. I had a pastor write me this whole sanctimonious letter against Donald Trump. And who are you going to vote for? Kamala Harris? And have the blood of babies on your hands? Have the blood of children on your hands when you're mutilating them? What is the matter with you? You don't even... I doubt these men have discernment. I talked to somebody today. They're in a church where the pastor, kind of woke, a woke pastor. He's asleep, but he's woke. But he's woke, you know, and he's real nice and everything. I said, I don't care how nice he is. I said, he can be as sincere as could be. If you're giving your kids stuff that makes them sick and makes them autistic or something like that, you can be nice parent, love your kid, but you are sincerely wrong. And you're hurting your children. And I said, if a pastor is not feeding his people and not helping them to see things, then he's no good. Get out of that church, I said. And somebody I knew really well, I could talk to like that. But anyway, I'm just saying to you tonight that God, you know, provided Cyrus in 536 B.C. And he made a decree, Cyrus. He had the power to make a decree. And he made a decree, thank God, that Israel could go back to their land after 70 years. Of captivity. I thank God Donald John Trump in December of 2017 made a decree and a declaration that Israel's capital would be Jerusalem and that we would build our embassy there to put some feet to that statement, and he did it. And I'm just saying that I feel compelled tonight to preach on Psalm 126. And I would like to read a statement because you know, our country, like Israel, was delivered by Cyrus from captivity. Our country, I have been preaching, has been in captivity to a globalist elite. And I'm not a political preacher. I'm not. I was asked to get involved in Trump Force 47. And I said, you know, I would love to help out, but I can't. I have a higher calling. But you know what? I promised Donald Trump. He said, Pastor, can you get me some votes? And I'm so glad I had a deacon that knows that a deacon is to help free up the man of God for the word and prayer. And a deacon that's also a soul winner. So while he helped with Trump Force and helped get all these people elected and did such a great work, he left it all on the field and he allowed me to stay in my lane and stay in prayer and the word. Bobby Bajeski, praise God for him and the great work. And not only Bobby, but all of you. All of you that got involved to help him and to help us and to help Donald Trump fulfill what he asked me to do. And we did it.
Yeah.
Just like Rob said, we deliver Pennsylvania to you, to the president. Well, we deliver Scranton votes in Lackawanna County, right, through our workers here. So it was a great night and a great victory. And you say, well, why should you be concerned about that? You're a pastor. Because we need to realize we will preach the gospel even if these hypocrite demon rat people got in.
Yep. Right.
They would put me in jail.
Yep. Right.
For having my First Amendment, because they don't believe in the First Amendment. Let me tell you that. They don't believe in it. They say Constitution. Well, the Constitution's built on the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. They're not Americans. They're communists. Kamala Harris, her father was a commie. They try to put people in jail that disagree with them. Look at Rudy Giuliani, what they're doing to him. $80 million. Alex Jones, look what they're doing to him. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump. If they had their way, November 26th, they'd have him in Rikers prison. That sentencing is still scheduled. I don't believe it'll happen. They're going down. Because God is doing this. And he's heard our prayers, beloved. And so I'm saying that wink and that nod was for Israel with Cyrus, but it was for us early this morning when our Cyrus was declared the president-elect of the United States of America. Praise God for that. We have been in captivity to these globalists, to these deep staters, to this shadow government of Obama and Hillary and their crowd and all the people behind a shadow government lurking in the shadows and running things. Let me tell you, God is saying enough is enough. I've heard the prayers of my people. And we've been in captivity. And I think it's no small thing that the CIA and the agencies in the United States helped to kill President John F. Kennedy. And there was Bobby Kennedy supporting Donald Trump.
Amen.
I believe it's all going to come out.
Amen.
It's all going to come out. Now, I know Donald Trump won't be saying this right now. He's a statesman. He's a president. But I'm a preacher with a prophetic voice. With a prophetic voice. Either you have a prophetic voice or you have a pathetic voice. Either you have a man in the pulpit or you have a woo man. And I don't believe in woo man pastors or woo man presidents either. I don't believe that's God's best. Sorry. It's not. Not God's plan. Now, Don't worry. I love woo-mans. I love my woo-man. And my mother's a woman. My wife's a woman. But I'm just saying, you have a place. Stay in your lane. I'll stay in my lane. We'll all stay in our lane. Amen? We'll work together. And Donald Trump's not going to preach this. But I am. And Donald Trump will give me the freedom to do it.
Amen.
And that's where I rejoice. In the MAGA movement. Whereas this other group, no, they don't give you the freedom even to live because they'll kill you in the mother's womb.
Yep.
And when you get out of the womb, they'll kill you.
Right. That's right.
Like Tim Wall signed the law.
Yep.
To kill babies when they get out of the womb. Yeah. Turn off your phones. I'm getting ready to preach. Amen. I'll take your piece of pizza Sunday, whoever you are. All right, let's look at verse 1 of Psalm 126. It says there in verse 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like unto them that dreamed. I like that, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. You know, I'm not sure exactly what historical event this is referring to. I got my opinion. But you know what's interesting? God's people get into captivity. I think we were in a captivity of sort, 2017, Bobby. I think we've seen captivity in this church in different periods, in different times, in different seasons. And God has turned those captivities, Brother Joe, in times past. And our nation, America, has been in captivity. You know what I determined? I go and see these Harris Wall signs, and I say, man, these people, man, I get so upset at the Harris Wall signs. I feel like, what's his name? Barry. Barry goes into the park, and there's a couple of cops there, and up in Peckville area, and he sees a Harris Wall sign, and he goes right in front of the cops. He grabs the sign, he rips it out, he rips it up, and he goes, "Time to take out the trash." And I don't take out Harris Wall signs. That's fine with me. You know, they can have them up. I don't get happy about seeing them, but. But I was going down the street in my neighborhood. There are a lot of Harris Wall signs up there in South Abington where I live, in a kind of fancy area up there, you know. They're all up there. My son was up there with his family trick-or-treating. He came up with the same conclusion I did. He was there with his family today. We were celebrating. And he came up with the same conclusion I did. He said, you know, I was walking down the road and I see these people, Harris Wall signs. They always got them up all over their yard. And they're putting up Christmas lights, decoration. They're saying to me, hi, good to see you. I said, hi, good to see you. And I said, you know what? I feel bad for these people. They're deceived. They're deceived. They're deceived by the lamestream, mainstream legacy media. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. They're going down. You watch. You watch. Trump's been calling fake news for years. He called them fake news during his acceptance. He referred to them. And they've done a terrible disservice. And they've misled the people of America. And what this is about is God's judgment coming down on that lamestream media. And I've told you, I told you years ago, don't watch CNN, don't watch MSNBC, don't watch, you know, CBS and all of these people. Do not do that, I've told you. Because they're here to ruin your brain and your mind. And as a Christian, you need to be concerned what you put in your mind. And so it's a satanic thing. Hitler had it, Joseph Goebbels. He was his chief propagandist. And Satan always knows how to do that. And you know, people channel things into them. Channeling. Turn on their channel and they channel the devil's agenda. And so I'm just saying that this is all about God turning our captivity. We've been in captivity. And so this is about getting out of captivity. And that is what it's talking about. And I'm talking now about a national captivity. And I'm talking about Satan's agenda, which is to set up a one world economic system, CBDC, and to force people into that system, which Trump said he wouldn't do, by the way. He said it. And promises made, promises kept. And also, it's about getting into a one world government. That's why they let people go across the Mexican border. That's why they don't like the term illegal alien. Because there's no illegal, there's no borders, there's no one country. We're globalists! But that's anti-God. That's anti-Christ. That's anti-Bible. And you need to know that. If you're a child of God, you need to know your Bible. Not to know what the lamestream media is pumping to you from the globalists, which is right from the devil. No. You need to know the truth. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And of course, that's freedom as far as, you know, the devil's agenda. But I'm talking about a bigger freedom, and that is to be free from Satan himself, from being a slave to Satan, to being a slave to your sin, and being a slave to death. And that is conquered by the one that died for our sins, was buried, rose again. There's only one true liberator. His name is Jesus Christ. And I say tonight, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Through the blood and the broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ and His glorious resurrection. And we just are free, you see, through Him, and we can declare His gospel. And so I want to look at this and notice that, number one, when the Lord turns again your captivity, and that's the name of the sermon, when the Lord, I know the kids take notes on this, when the Lord turns again your captivity, there's two things only I want to say about that tonight. I'll be brief. Number one, so you should enjoy a time of celebration. When the Lord turns again, listen to me, your captivity, you should have a time of celebration. How many of you celebrated? Yeah, you had a reason to celebrate. And he said, it's like we were like them that dream, you know. Can you imagine being in a concentration camp and you have a dream, you're free, and you have all this feast of food, and all the, and then you wake up and realize, you know, it was just a dream. But thank God, I'm pinching myself, it wasn't a dream. We won! It's great. And what a blessing that is. And so then it says in verse 2, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. You know what? I believe God, when He blesses His people and answers prayer, because I believe that the reason Donald Trump got in there was because of God's people. You say, is that biblical? Yes, check out Abraham. He was looking for God's people in Sodom so he could save Sodom. By the way, America will still be judged. We have a delay in the devil's timeline. We have a delay. God is judging the systems of evil over America, like the lamestream media, like these people in government. By the way, they need to be brought to justice. Fauci, Gates, the CIA, FBI people, the people in Congress that are part of this, Adam Shifty Shift, who got reelected, they all need to be judged according to God's standards of justice. And I believe that. And I believe that God is doing that. He will do that. You will see that happen. You just wait and see. But I'm saying there that you know, it talks here about having our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And then the heathen recognizing, you know what? The heathen need to see us joyous. The heathen need to see that we have a God who really exists, who really answers prayer, that we're not praying in vain, we're not worshiping in vain. They need to see that. You know, I think of the Hollywood crowd. I always preach against that Hollywood crowd. And you know, the Hollywood crowd is, they came out for Kamala and all of this and came out for abortion. Our whole thing was abortion, abortion, abortion. What a thing to run on. You know? What a thing to run on. And it didn't work. Didn't work. But I'm just saying to you, you know, it's a blessing when people can see it. And you know what? We had the Hollywood crowd come to our church this summer. Had a lady who is involved in that industry, and she's been an agent and had all kind of positions in that. her husband is in the movies and television and making them all over productions. And they came to our church. You know why they came to our church? Because she heard my sermons on Israel, and she's Jewish. And she got them to her relatives who are in Israel, and they started listening to them. And she was encouraged by that and asked for prayer for her relatives in Israel. And they took us out to church. Not took us out to church. We took them out to church. They took us out to dinner. And he had just been in a big shoot over in South America or somewhere doing a reality television series. He was telling me about it. They were there. He's not a believer. He doesn't even see Israel. And she and he, they go at it with Israel. And he's Irish. Irish Catholic. Anyway, they took us out. And she's texting me and my wife and our family and telling how glad she is, you know, that our prayers were heard for Donald Trump getting elected. And I'm looking forward to coming back to your service again this summer when we come out from Hollywood and come out here. And I remember eating with them, and, you know, we think about Donald Trump. He got on with Joe Rogan and talked to Joe Rogan, and what a impact that had. And I was talking to this girl from Hollywood, and I was just talking like you talk. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, Joe Rogan, I believe he believes this and that. She said, really? She said, well, I'm a personal friend of Joe Rogan. She said, I'll ask him that. And I was like, oh, okay. But it's interesting. Even the unsaved world takes note when you have been with Jesus and he is doing things for you. And it says that when they see our laughter and they see our rejoice, don't be afraid to praise the Lord in church sometime. Don't be afraid to thank him and get a little carried away. Don't be afraid. The world, you go to a football game, see how the football fans get excited about their football team. Amen. And that's nothing. That's vanity. One year you're up, one year you're down. Michigan was undefeated last year, 15-0. They're just this year, they're come see, come sight. Now, I thank the Lord for that year. I enjoyed it. But it's temporary. But I'm just telling you, our God is glorious. And he does these great things. And the Lord has done great things for us. And so I'm just saying tonight, when the Lord turns again your captivity, you should rejoice in the Lord and let people know that the Lord is giving you joy. I used to go to work. I worked with these tough guys, and we would unload boxcars in Scranton. That was my job when I first got married. I was a student at Baptist Bible. I'd unload these big boxcars and come home, and my wife would feed me a good meal. Let me tell you, I was hungry. But we'd get in there, and I had the guy that was a national AAU wrestling champion that used to be in the boxcar with me, and he beat the guy that won the Olympic Greco-Roman wrestling, got the gold, and he beat him. I saw a movie of him beating this guy. And just about every morning, we'd be in the boxcar, be cold out there. He'd grab me, and I'd have to wrestle the guy. And he would tell me, he said, you are right strong. And I used to be a grappling champion in Grand Rapids for unloading trucks. You know, this is back in the day. And but he'd say that, you know, but he was good. I mean, he was the best. And we'd have some fun in there. But I would tell those guys in the break room, these unsaved men, I would tell them how God answered prayers in my life. Blessings that he would give me. Al Zook and all these guys, Al Zukowski, we call him Al Zook. You know him, Al Zook? No, you don't know him. Maybe, distant cousin. But we'd have good times with these guys. And I was just able to praise God. And you know what? That's a good thing to do, to praise the Lord and to let people know that God has heard our prayers. And don't be afraid. Let your light shine. And then it opens the way, you know, to give the gospel to people. And so when the Lord turns again your captivity, you should enjoy a time of celebration. And that's what we're doing here tonight. But let me say a second thing, and that is when the Lord turns again your captivity, you should go through the doors of opportunity. You should go through the doors. Look at verse 4. It says, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Now, I believe they'd already been released from captivity. If this was the Babylonian captivity, they'd already been released. And why are they saying, turn again, O Lord, our captivity as the streams in the south? Because they were coming back to their land, and their land had been neglected. Their land needed to be worked on. Their land needed to be brought into fruition again. It had been neglected for 70 years, if that was that time. And they needed the weather to turn. They needed the south wind to blow. By the way, you know what? Only God can truly control the weather. I know globalists are getting involved with that, but God is in ultimate control of the wind and the weather. And God is in control of governments and men, and He can turn the whole situation around. I didn't expect in 2016 for Donald Trump to come down the escalator. In 2015 is when he came down. I didn't expect him to break on the scene. People were laughing when it happened. They were laughing, but what happened? It happened. And it surprised everybody. You say, why did God do that? He likes to surprise you. You ever have somebody want to get you something? You say, surprise me. That was a surprise. But it creates, listen to me, it creates an opportunity for you. And you need to take advantage of the opportunities that God gives you. And they prayed for the south wind to blow so that when they went to work, God would bless their work. Now listen to me. I believe in work, amen? And I believe we need to work. And God believes in work. Donald Trump believes in work. You know, when God chose somebody to take back this country from the globalists, He chose somebody that had a work ethic. He didn't choose a lazy bum. Let me tell you, if you're a lazy bum, God's not going to choose you to get things done for Him. The things that get done for Him are done by people that work. Any great man I've ever known has a work ethic. He knows how to work. And I'm just saying, but no matter what, no matter how much work you want to do, we still need God to work on our behalf. And I can't help but think they were coming back from captivity. God had delivered them from captivity. But now they were saying, turn again our captivity. In other words, make the work that we're doing productive. Make the sacrifice we're doing productive. Make the land to bear fruit. We want to prosper in the land. By the way, God loves the prosperity of His people. And I'm not talking about get rich quick or rich. I'm just talking about to bless His people. And to give you spiritual blessings, which are true wealth. And God loves to do that. And so we need to pray. They prayed, turn again our captivity. Make this sacrifice worth it. We need to pray. And one thing we need to still pray for is the House of Representatives. Because the last I checked out, you know what they do? They get people that are incumbents a lot of times. And in certain areas, they get extra votes brought in, and they keep counting those votes until they win. And the House may not be decided for days. It may not be decided for weeks, like a couple weeks. In California. And there's still some Republicans in California. You say, well, Pastor, why are you so concerned about 218 seats in the House being with Donald Trump when he gets to be president? Because they can launch impeachment immediately, an investigation immediately.
They got it, sir.
No, not yet. They haven't. I've checked it out. Not yet. They're hoping to. But I'm saying this tonight. Pray. Pray that any shenanigans would be stopped. I think the greatest thing we can do right now is pray. And there's power there. And these people prayed, and I believe God heard their prayer, and He'll hear your prayer. But you need to know what's going on. The House is not yet declared. It is not yet decided. And we need to pray. Because that would be the true trifecta. that would be what is needed. And also, I got good news from Brother Bob. I was praying like crazy because I saw Bob Casey, who goes along with Kamala and Biden and all these guys and anti-God stuff. He's been in there for years. He doesn't believe what his father believed about abortion. He needs to go. And he's staying in there. And the vote, they're getting votes and getting votes and getting votes out of Philadelphia area and getting votes maybe out of Allegheny and getting votes. And he gets closer and closer and closer. Last I heard, he was within 30,000 votes. He'd move that close to Dave McCormick. Bob told me tonight they're exhausted in the Philadelphia. And now in another county that's pro-Republican, they have votes that they can get more for him. I believe that's a direct answer to prayer that I've been praying. And I started praying that fervently. I told my wife, I'm telling you, pray for the senator. We have 52 in the Senate for this. Pray for 54. That'd be great, 54. But pray for the House, because this man does not need to be attacked. He needs to go on the attack and have some kind of an agency. And I believe that's going to happen, but not without your prayer. And you say, what are you talking about? I'm saying you should enjoy a time of celebration, but don't be so joyous in your celebration that you can't see what these people are trying to do and that you're praying. I heard General Flynn said, you know, on an interview, he said, when I would send soldiers to take a hill in battle, you know, he was working with the Trump administration, then they attacked him. He said, when I was having soldiers take a hill, when they got to the top of the hill, I told them, don't just stop at the top of the hill, fight through and go down the other side, keep going. We've just had a great victory, but pray for the House. Pray to exploit the opportunity and go all the way so that the swamp can be drained.
Amen.
We need to drain the swamp, and what a blessing that would be to do that, and we need to pray. And you say, well, pray for the south wind. What are you saying about the south wind? I'm saying the MAGA movement is a movement, but that's not our movement. The MAGA movement is a movement in the country to help independent fundamental Baptist churches, for instance, by giving us the opportunity to live peaceable lives without the government on our back. I'm not going to go along with everything the MAGA movement's saying about women or about... No, I'm going to go with what the Bible says. But I thank God that the MAGA movement can be raised up to protect my freedom to do that. And that's what we're to pray for. And that's the kind of government we're to say. And that's worth praying for and working for. And doing what we've done. And God is giving that to us. And so the question is, what are you going to do about it? And I'm determined I want to build a great work for God by building lives on solid foundations. And I'm sick and tired of baby Christians that are sucking their thumb and worrying about all these little things. And you don't have a cause that's outside of your... Look at Donald Trump. He's a billionaire. He could have a... Like he says, he could be going around his golf courses, just playing golf everywhere in the world, going to the... You know, doing like Biden, going on the beach all the time. I think Biden voted for Trump. Jill had on a red outfit. I think she voted for him. But anyway, he could be doing that. He's 78 years old. He could retire. He's saying, I'm going to fight for you. Last night or early this morning. It was still today. I forget where I am here.
Amen.
I'm going to fight for you. Fight, fight, fight. He's still fighting.
Amen.
How about learning from the MAGA, the leader of the MAGA movement? And I believe we've got a movement. Our movement started when the Holy Ghost came on Pentecost.
Amen.
And it's been flowing.
Come on, for God.
And our movement is to turn this county, this northeastern Pennsylvania, blood red. Yes. That people would vote for Jesus. Yes. That they put their faith in Jesus. Yes. And then when they get saved, they'd come forward and say, I've been saved and I want to get baptized. And I wanna put on the uniform, just like Elon Musk is wearing the MAGA hat, and they're all wearing the MAGA hat. Did Bresnahan win? I don't even know. I thought he did. But they didn't have that check. I'm like, yeah, he's okay. That's good. And Bresnahan have that hat on. And you know what the uniform is for Jesus? Get dunked under the water. Get baptized. And if you've been saved, you come and we'll help you get set up for that. But I'm saying that's what we have the opportunity to do. And that's what we need to do. And so out of all the millions of Israelites that could have come back to the land, there were millions in Babylon taken over by Persia. And Cyrus said, you can go. And only 50,000 of them came. Now, I thank God we have a lot of people here tonight. But this place should be packed out.
Yep.
Look what God's done for us.
Yep.
But so often, you get so busy and others get so busy doing things that they forget to listen to God and to put Him first. And so we need to get back to God and we need to do the work of God. And I think of how Bobby Bajewski worked hard to get people to vote. And I believe he really made a difference in Lackawanna County. The numbers are up, and others that did it too, but he was part of that. And you're part of that, our church. But how hard are we going to work now that we have it to turn this whole area blood red?
Yeah.
How hard? Are we going to work like Trump?
Come on,
for God's movement? That's your opportunity. You need to take advantage of the... I know you kids heard a message on this in teen group. You need to take advantage of the open door that you teenagers have to have ministry, right, Eli? Service. Eli's talking about service. He wants to serve God. Some of you young men, we're going to need preachers like me, preachers like him, preachers, full-time preachers that can be youth pastors and missionaries and evangelists. We're going to need that. Because we want to reach from Tunkhannock to Moscow, from Wilkes-Barre to Carbondale. And we can each have our part. But I believe it's time for us to up our game.
Yes, amen.
And I believe God is encouraging us to up our game. And here's what Jesus said, the scripture you preached on, Revelation 3, 7 and 8. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that openeth, no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Thank God, in 2020, Jesus said, you're not ready. Right? He didn't give it to us in 2020. We weren't ready. But he said in 24, you're ready. I like that.
Hallelujah. Open door in 2020.
Open door. Amen. You preach it, I'll turn the pages. Open door in 2024. Oh, it's been taken down. And anyway, it's gone. But that was, it is open door, open doors. And we could say plural, open doors. Are you going to go through the open doors of opportunity?
It's good, preacher.
I was there with my grandkids today. And they all came over, Brian and his wife. And Brian and his wife were, they said, we can tell you now it's over. We've been fasting and praying, my wife and I, he said, for 2 days for this election. His heart was really soft. And he said, Dad, you've had this all along. You've been holding this up. You've been right. My oldest son, the same thing. He said, you've been right. And God's working in their hearts.
Amen.
And he came over to just spend time, and we were just having a blessed time sharing what God has done here in answering prayer and in opening these doors. And here my grandkids are there. And when Donald Trump his campaign asked me to pray for the rally where they had 4,000 at the Trump rally. He asked me to pray for that rally. And I got to go there, and I had Brian go with me, and he brought his two girls, Reagan and Adeline. And we're going up there, and all these people are in line. They've waited for hours. They've waited, you know, all this time to get through the line and everything. And I'm like, I'm the pastor to lead. Oh, come on, right here. And they're going right with me. We're just going right through everything. And they got right in. They got these great seats and sat down there. And then I got to meet Donald Trump. And then afterward, I said, we're going to go out to dinner. So we went out to dinner. Royal Buffet. Brian loves to go to Royal Buffet. We went out there, and we just had a good time. And my granddaughter said, I will never forget that as long as I live. Papa, that you got to lead in prayer. That was special. And I'm saying, you know, you have opportunities to make memories.
Yes.
Bobby Bajeski had some great opportunities to make memories. And the rest of you, you got some great opportunities to make memories. And our memories are going to be what we do best. And what do we do best? We do best what independent fundamental Baptists are supposed to do. Make much of it. Make much of it. And I remember Jack Hiles. Jack Hiles said, I might not be as suave and as good looking as Lee Robertson. He said, I might not be as smart as John R. Rice. He said, I might not have the oratory of an R.G. Lee. He'd met all these men. He knew all these men. But he said, one thing I'm determining that I can do more than these guys is what?
Work.
He said, I can work harder than any of them. Just because that's under my control. It's not a gift. It's just something I can do. And you can do that. Are you going to work for the Lord? Are you going to get in the yoke of Christ?
That's good, preacher.
You say, I want to be in the clique in the church. The clique. Where's the clique? It's just anywhere people are clicking around the man of God to help him fulfill the Great Commission. Because that's what I'm here for. And the same thing with Donald Trump and any great man I've ever seen. You get around him, I got around Trump, he's like, votes, Pastor. That's his master passion. He's committed to a cause. He's got something that's above himself, that's outside of himself, that moves him. Do you have that? You do in Christ. You do. But not everybody lays hold of it. And so I conclude the psalm by reading it to you. Look what it says in Psalm 126 and verse 6. It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. When Donald Trump was rejoicing at the victory, think of all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes.
What's his name? Winston Churchill told the British people when Hitler was coming after them. He said, all I can promise you is blood, sweat, and tears. You're going to have to sacrifice. But when you leave it all in the field, it's worth it. And it will be worth it when there's that celebration with Jesus and he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Are you going to take advantage of that opportunity? Are you going to take advantage of the opportunity to get saved? The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Salvation is a free gift that Jesus gives you, and you just come to him by faith and you receive the gift. And you need to do that now because this is an opportune time, the open door to get saved. And then once you're saved, if you're saved and you put your faith in Jesus, and you know you're saved, this is your opportunity to get baptized. Right here, right now. If you haven't been baptized, I'm giving an invitation. You could come and get baptized. And maybe you're here tonight and you're saved and you're baptized, you're in the church, this is your opportunity now to take advantage of the open door to give the gospel without fear of arrest and persecution, and take advantage of it while you can. I hope you will. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, and we've been talking about the opportunity, the open door.